Welcome to the Search Storage UK Special Report podcast on mid-range sands. I'm Anthony Adshead, Bureau Chief for Search Storage UK. Today's speaker is Chris Evans, Independent Consultant with Langton Blue. There are two questions in today's podcast, and the first question is, what's unique about shopping for mid-range sand systems? Over to you, Chris.
So yes, mid-range sand arrays. The first thing I think you need to think about is that these are not going to be treated in the same way as maybe an enterprise product will. The skill set might be different. You might be looking at people who aren't used to dealing with sand storage every day, and you might not need to have such a scalable device in your environment. So there's a good chance that when you're looking for a mid-range device, you want something that's going to be easier to manage, because potentially that person doesn't have to have in-depth storage skills. You're certainly going to be looking for, nowadays, the same level of features as you see on the enterprise arrays, and that's certainly a change from where we used to be. And also, what's interesting these days is that there's now a bigger range of devices on the marketplace, so there's a lot more to choose from, and therefore a lot more companies that you can select from when you're deciding what your choice of product would be.
Thanks, Chris. The second question is, what are the key new features that are emerging in mid-range sands? Over to you.
So in the last 12 months, we've seen quite a number of changes occur. And as a consequence, I've got quite a list to go through here. First of all, solid-state devices. We're seeing these devices become pretty much common on all of our storage arrays now. It's obvious that the vendors have decided that solid-state devices need to be included as part of both enterprise and mid-range products, and they're very much becoming the norm. Now, you wouldn't expect the whole array to be solid state, but we're certainly seeing those being integrated as part of a tiered strategy, and that's coming from pretty much all the vendors. As part of that, we're seeing advanced features come in. So we're seeing people putting in things like thin provisioning, deduplication, and a number of vendors are introducing automated tiering into their products. The benefit of having, of course, the automated tiering is that you can make much more use of the solid-state devices, and that means that when you're balancing your workload, the addition of SSD will be much more beneficial for you. We're also seeing a different approach towards management tools. Now, traditionally, management tools would be pretty specific to a device, and they were pretty bland. You know, you'd look at a device or a list of devices on the screen, you'd click and you'd create your LUNs and away you'd go. What we're seeing now is a move towards more graphical-based management tools. So if we're seeing the vendors showing actual images of their products and highlighting each of the individual components that are plugged into it, so something that looks pretty much like the device that's sat on your data center floor, you can then explore that device and you can click around, and if any errors come up on any of those particular items, it actually highlights that for you on the screen. So there's a very different approach towards the management tools. We're also seeing within those tools, the vendors are trying to make the management process as simple as possible. So what they're doing is they're trying to simplify the way that provisioning happens so that people who aren't necessarily skilled in storage can actually administer these. And there are with two other things that we're seeing here. We're seeing vendors moving towards virtualization and stack, or what you might want to call unified computing, where the entire infrastructure is packaged together, and that's taking both the storage, the server, and the networking components and putting them together. And that's quite a strong message, I think, for a lot of the vendors, because they want to get these products into the environments with other pieces of technology, because they realize that the virtualization and the private cloud story is getting much more interesting.
Thanks, Chris. That's the end of the podcast.